section from their most recent release. I've got the cover here somewhere. There we go. Atlanta Rhythm Section, Time Machine, came out last year on the Sunset Boulevard label, and a great double album, including on the second disc, a live recording going back to 1977 from Pittsburgh. You're going to need that in your collection, right? Before that, Wishbone Ash, they're coming this Sunday night to the Craft House. That's a show that I am never going to miss. I'll be there and give it a minute, and I'm going to take the fifth caller. You heard Andy Powell say two VIP tickets. Get to go in early, see the band, hang out. And just remember, if you see EJL, I am always thirsty. Come on over, introduce yourself. Love to meet listeners. The fifth caller, 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. All right, keep it close. In just a few minutes, we're going to have John Lodge of the Moody Blues join us. But let's get to some new music. Ringo Starr's got a new album coming out in January, and he's going country on us, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Courts in Session, rock and roll, country, and soul is what we do here. Give this a listen. Brand new from Ringo Starr, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I used to have a true love, everything was fine. But now she's found a new love, she's no longer mine. I thought it was forever, but she had other plans. Now these arms are empty, and I've got time on my hands. I turned my collar up, kept my eyes turned down. I walked the empty streets, the blue side of town. I was a busy man, but she slipped through my fingers, and I've got time on my hands. Time on my hands. The lessons we learned, I'm over her now. That bridge has been burned.
Hi, this is John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT, Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
You're here today.
Walk
a queen. $1,000 or a dream. Cotton frocks and golden locks. The palace is an orange box. Time seems to spend quite still. In a child's world it always
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. And you just heard the most recent release from John Lodge from the Days of Future Past, My Sojourn album. You just heard the track Another Morning, and I am over the moon this evening. Because we have the legend on the phone with us tonight. We've got John Lodge. John, welcome back to Quartz in Session.
Thank you very much, Eric. My pleasure. And so, although I hope I'm not going to get charged for anything.
Well, I've got your back. So, John, listen, we've got a lot to talk about. Our listeners are excited tonight because you've done something that few people do. You've taken one of the most classic albums in the annals of rock and roll. You've re-recorded it, but you haven't just re-recorded it. You've met it. Maybe you've surpassed it. I am over the moon to have you on the show, and I'm over the moon about how terrific Days of Future Past, My Sojourn is. But let's start off, let's go back to 1967. You're new to the Moody's. You're taking a completely different course in the music that you guys are now writing. And you got a new record label that wants you to perform some standards and things like Blue Suede Shoes to help advertise this new sound they're going to do in music, you know, wide range stereo. Take us from there.
Well, before that, in 1966, the Moody's and myself were copying American songs like from the Delta, the blues songs. We'd never been to America, and we were just a facsimile, really, of what the bands were, and we were getting nowhere, and we were fed up of playing everybody else's songs, and we said, what is the blues? The blues is about growing up, wherever you are and your lifestyle and what happens to you. And so why, I said, why don't we start writing our own songs, our own English blues? And that's what we started doing. We wrote a stage show and we started performing that for 80 people originally, and it grew and grew and grew. And then we eventually, the record company asked us to go in the studio and record a version of Dvořák's New World Symphony, taking the melodies and putting lyrics to it, because they wanted to prioritize a new sound, which is precursor really to stereo. And they had the hardware they were producing to play this record. And we said, wonderful. And we said, can we have 24 Lookout in the studio, which was never heard of that. You had 3-hour sessions in the studio. We asked for 24 hours a day for a whole week. And the chairman, Sir Reginald Lewis, said, yep, you've got it. And we went to the studio and basically recorded our stage show, which is a day in the life of the Moody Blues, really, and a day in the life of everyone, I think, and Days of Future Past was born.
Well, the album is just that. It's 24 hours in the day. But am I correct that when you got those hours to perform in the studio, you didn't necessarily tell the record label owner that you were going to record your own stuff? Did you kind of keep that under wraps?
Yeah, we kept it totally under wraps. And when we had a playback at the end of the week, we invited the people from the record company, as well as friends of ours and girlfriends and boyfriends and everything else, and to come to the studio. And we played it back in the studio, not in the control room. We put speakers in the studio, set all the seats up, and we listened to it really like a concert through great big speakers. And to be honest, the record company turned around and said, what are we going to do with that? They had no idea what we'd done. But we had two people there, one head of the classical part of Decca Records called Sir Hugh Mendel, and he realized what we were up to do. And we had, fortunately, the vice president of London Records from New York, a guy called Walt McGuire, who was real record man. He knew exactly what we were doing. And those two guys took it and said, yep, here we go.
That is amazing. We've got on the phone with us tonight John Lodge, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, I failed to mention, but one of the most famous rock and rollers in this day and age, bassist, singer from the Moody Blues. We're talking about his new solo release, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn, and its roots from the original album. So, John, one of the things that I'm always thrilled by, because this album is so big in my life, as it is in so many people, is the album, the original album, cuts across genres. You can talk to a guy who loves metal. You can talk to a girl who loves punk. And they all know Days of Future Past because it's just such a preeminent record in the annals of rock and roll. So you've got this album. You've got it played before the guys who own the label. Did you have any idea that this album was going to change your life and change the course of the band and, frankly, rock and roll?
No, absolutely no idea at all. All we knew when we played it back for ourselves, we were just so pleased that we made an album of our own music. We didn't, I don't think we ever thought about being successful or lasting years later. We were so pleased to just made the album, you know. And we have friends and family and were playing it, and they said they loved the album. It was just fantastic, you know. Never thought about looking at the charts to see if it was going to chart, because it was an album, you know, not a single. And albums in those days didn't really have the preeminence, particularly in the UK, that they did in the States. And it was great when we came to America a year after, and we met all the West Coast bands, the Midwest bands, and the East bands, and we realized what rock and roll was in America as it was in England, you know. And it was a fantastic time.
You know, the amazing thing is, right out of the gate, it was not a blockbuster, but it was something that grew and grew. And when I was looking at the charts, I had an argument with a friend of mine who saw you in 1972 and was talking about how it was on the top of the charts. And I said, no, that came out in 67. But really, in 1972, it was peaking because it just kept growing and growing and had such longevity.
Yeah, in the 70s, it went to number one. And I think in the end of the 70s, it went to number one as well. It was just an incredible album. That's why I came to record it again. It wasn't the recording I was going to do. I thought we'd never perform Days of Future Past as the Moody Blues, really, on stage. And I wanted to do that. I really wanted to do it, take it on tour. And so I went, got my guys together and said, listen, if I want to do Days of Future Past, a live version, but make it 2023, whatever, how can we do that without diverting from the original feel of the album? But hopefully younger people will come to recognize this new album and go back and discover the original one as well. And that was the whole aim of doing the album on stage. And after a year of rehearsals, my daughter said to me, Daddy, you know, you should record that. You spend so much time preparing for the show. And that's where I started recording. And a year later, I made Days of Future Past my surgeon. And it was really cathartic for me because I'm not a person who looks backwards, never. And I'm not a hypothetical person. But conquering, I can say, Days of Future Past into 2023 was like the circle was complete for me, because I realized Days of Future Past was really not only my life, everybody's life. It was all there in this album. And I suddenly realized, like last year, hey, it was me for the last 50 years. So I'm really pleased to bring the album out. And that's why I take a really normal picture of on the sleeve. I had a photograph of my wife and I walking through a beautiful woodland about 3 miles from where I live in Cobham in Surrey. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day walking through the woodlands. And I thought, yes, that's it. That's what I'm doing.
We're talking with John Lodge of the Moody Blues. He's got a fantastic new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. Let's take a moment. Let's listen to a track from the new album. This is Peak Hour, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Drive.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. So thrilled to have the legend John Lodge of the Moody Blues on the phone with us tonight. We're talking about his new tour and his new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. John is coming to Clarksburg, West Virginia. That's road trip range from Pittsburgh on November 12th. He's coming November 19th to the Royal Oak in Michigan, November 17th, Columbus, Ohio, November 15th, Englewood, New Jersey. You can catch all of his tour dates at John's website. John, this new album, as you're planning on touring and you're putting it together, it's such a classic album. Did you ever have any fear of, you know, maybe I shouldn't be touching this, doing it in the studio? I mean, if the Stones went back in the studio and said, we're going to re-record I Can't Get No Satisfaction, I mean, it's the same thing. This thing is so classic. Did it worry you to redo?
When I was toying with the idea, I went to see Graham Edge, the drummer in the Moody's, and I said, Graham, we don't tour as the Moody Blues anymore. I'd really like to do Days of Future Past, and would really like if you would record your poetry from Days of Future Past. And I said, because you never recorded it, it'd be great. And if you record it, you'll always have a place on stage with me. And he said, John, I'd love to do it. He said, just keep the Moody Blues music alive. And I said, that's what I'm trying to do. So we went into the studio, recorded Graham, do the poetry, you know, breathe deep, the gathering gloom. And he was so excited, and we filmed him, and he's got a special place on stage on the video where he recites the poetry. Unfortunately, Graham passed away before he saw himself on stage. But because Graham said yes, I realised it was the right thing to do. I realised it was right to bring the album back out to a new generation for people. People started by albums now, listening as an album should be listened to, with by themselves or with other people. And I thought, that's fantastic. Graham's given me the great big tick. And that was it. Oh, it was engines go after that.
Well, talking about that, here on Quartz in Session, originally when it came out, I had to play it digitally. But as soon as I got my hands on the vinyl, that's how we've been playing it here at the station. And you're on the Deco label. They did a terrific job with the mastering and the sound on the vinyl. It is just gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. The engineers, not the engineers in the studio, the technical people at Deco said, you've got to make sure this album will last 20 years. He said, you don't want to look back in 20 years and say, the sound is terrible. But 50 years on, the original album still sounds fantastic. The advantage nowadays, because is 180-gram vinyl, and the quality of the hi-fis you can get now. And you know, that's why I'm really proud of the new album. When I got the test pressing, I had 5 test pressings made throughout the world until I found the one I wanted.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, when last time you were on Quartz in Session, I did something I never do. Shut down my law practice for several days, grabbed my gorgeous wife, and we took a trip to Annapolis to see you on tour. And we were so blown away I've seen Justin Hayward a number of times. He puts on a great show. But your show, and you had John Davidson from Yes, who we'll talk about in a minute, was so good. We walked out of there. I think everybody walked out of there with their jaws at their feet. So when I saw that you were going to re-record this album, although initially I thought, gee, that's something that's kind of sacred to retouch, I had high hopes. I have to tell you, for anyone who has not heard this new album, Days of Future Past My Sojourn, it stands up to the original. And that is one heck of a feat to have accomplished that. And I tip my hat to you and I thank you, because now I have two versions of Days of Future Past that are in my life to my end days. So absolutely terrific. I don't know how you did it, because quite frankly, it was a heck of a feat, but you really did. Now, talking about this album, you're not only singing throughout the whole album, but you have the lead singer of Yes, John Davidson, singing on several tracks. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, I did a tour with Yes a few years ago called The Royal Affair. Alan White, the drummer at the time of Yes, who unfortunately is no longer with us, was a drummer with a Plastic Ono band. And they recorded Imagine. And the song they do for their uncle is Imagine. And they asked me if I'd join John Davidson on stage and we'd do Imagine together. And I said, yeah, fine, that's fantastic. And I said, but you'll have to join me for my encore then, with Ride My Seesaw. And he said, yes. And it's a lovely story, because in actual fact, he married my daughter, or my daughter married John, and is my son-in-law.
So that is amazing. So it's a family affair.
A totally family affair. And it's fantastic. And he joins me on all my concerts. And it is more than that, because I pass things by him, you know. What do you think, John? What do you think? Because we all from the rock and roll generation through the decades, but he's a newer generation than me. So I always try to pick his brains as well. But he's a beautiful musician, he's a wonderful singer, and I'm proud to be working with him.
So will he be with you on this upcoming tour? Will I get to see him November 12th?
Yes, he will, and he'll be singing Nights in One Satin. He does an incredible job.
That is amazing. We're talking with John Lodge of the Moody Blues. His new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn, is out now. He's on tour. You can catch his tour dates by going to his website. John, what is your website?
Well, johnlodge.com, and also moodybluestoday.com, because we still use, I still run through the Moody Blues, because I am a Moody Blue, and I will always will be.
And thank God for that. Tour dates on those websites. I'm going to be at the West Virginia show in Clarksburg. I can't wait. Well, let's do this, John. It's been such an honor having you on the show. Since you mentioned it, let's close tonight with John Davidson joining John Lodge with Nights in White Satin from the new album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn. John, such an absolute honor to have you back on the show, and I can't wait to see you in West Virginia.
Okay, Eric, thank you very much for the invitation, and thank you to all your fans and listeners for keeping the faith, not only in me, in you as well.
God bless you, brother.
God bless.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And let me tell you a little secret. When court's not in session, you can tune into my show, Viva La Mock, with me, the mockster, Friday nights, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
The guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith, Courts in Session.
Thank you.
Lion of Judah from the band White Cross from their 2024 release. Good stuff there. So big shout out to John Lodge for joining us tonight. Yours truly had a lot of fun doing that. And I'm going to have a lot of fun next week in West Virginia. A little road trip not that far away to see one of the all-time rock and roll legends. New album, Days of Future Past, My Sojourn on the Decca label. Absolutely terrific, and I'll have that in the car playing loud with the windows down on my trip out to WVA next week. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. What a ball. We had a lot of phone calls we didn't get to. Phone was ringing, and we were a little preoccupied, but you can call again. Interview is over, 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT is the number. Tell me what you want to hear. So this past hour has been brought to you by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, selling new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop, country. You name it. They've got it. They're independently owned and operated, and they purchase used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484, or you can go online at atticrecordstoreinc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for Courts in Session or any of the great shows here at WRCT, and we're going to talk about them in a minute, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Attic Records, our sponsor for this past hour. Talk about some of the great shows here at WRCT. Have you been to our website at WRCT.org? Well, if you go to our website and you click on the schedule, there is a list not only of all the shows and the times they play, but a little write-up about each show. And you can actually click on the show and go to Spinatron link and see the set list and play the past archived shows. A great new feature we have on our website. And a lot of great, great shows. Dr. Osi, DJ Addy, Sean Watson, Tony Tunes, The Mockster. Whole lot of characters behind the microphone here. Of course, EJL is not one of them. No character right here. WRCT.org is where to go. So, you know, if you're one of the people who has to take care of a loved one, or you know one who's know someone who's taken care of a loved one, you know that can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get answers for them and for you. Find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. You can visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. And it's brought to you by the AARP and WRCT 88.3 FM. So I promised you some requests. Let's get to them. We got a bunch to get to. This is Charlie Daniels in America.